Sarah News, I'm Mary Rose. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner attended by President Trump last night, shooting a Secret Service man before being subdued. The president describes the Correspondents Dinner gunman as a troubled guy with a manifesto.
President Trump calls the gunman who tried to breach the correspondents' dinner that he was at Saturday night a very troubled guy who left behind a manifesto showing he was out to get him and his administration.
He had a lot of hatred in his heart for quite a while. And it was a religious thing. It was strongly anti-Christian.
Speaking on Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing, Trump says the man's family did contact authorities about him.
Family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is identified by law enforcement officials as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California. I'm Julie Walker.
A major push to crack down on Medicaid fraud is now underway nationwide.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is leading a sweeping effort requiring all 50 states to revalidate Medicaid providers, tightening oversight across the system. His administration has already halted payments to more than 400 hospices and home health centers in California over suspected fraud. A new fraud war room is also up and running, designed to track suspicious claims and recover billions lost each year. Officials say the goal is to protect critical health care resources for seniors, children, and people with disabilities.
Ron Taylor reporting. One of two large wildfires in southeastern Georgia continues to grow and now exceeds 31 square miles. The Highway 82 fire has been burning since April 20th, and as of Saturday, 87 homes are destroyed. This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on artificial intelligence in the pulpit.
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks Protestant churchgoers how they would feel if they discovered that their pastor was using AI to help him prepare his sermons. 44% say they have no problem with it. 43% say they would be unhappy about it. And 13% can't make up their mind. The survey also reveals that 61% of believers are worried about the effect AI might have on Christianity in this country. Michael Harrington reporting.
With the midterm elections looming, the Democratic Party is having an internal struggle over the role of the LGBT agenda in its platform. After the 2024 presidential election, Democrats were divided over the role that LGBT issues played in their party's losses. The Trump campaign ran a series of advertisements criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris for supporting sex change operations. This is SRN News. A small indigenous village in Alaska wants to reclaim its status as a top spot for polar bear tourism.
Visitors flocked to Koktovik before the pandemic to see polar bears waiting for sea ice to form. Tourism in the village just off Alaska's northern coast was paused because of COVID-19, and then because of concerns that tourism impacted the community and affected bear behavior. Local leaders are now working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to address the issues and revive the industry. The aim is to ensure tourism benefits the community without causing any harm. Bob Agner reporting.
An amateur pop choir in Serbia is finding unexpected success across the country. Its motto is simple: anyone can sing. While community choirs are common elsewhere, they are rare in Serbia. The choir's no-stress, fun approach has attracted hundreds, mostly women, of all ages. More details at srnnews.com.